Okay, we are now recording. All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for submitting questions and whatever this situation that Snow has cooked up for me. I am so excited. You're gonna get sleepy, I just woke up voice. And my nose is a bit stuffy. And I'm high. As per usual. So, I believe, I just want to take a moment and say how awesome Snow is. Because without Snow, this server would just be maybe pathetic as fuck. Right? So, Snow's done an amazing job with engaging me, engaging others, and really just been like my legion honor. I trust her with everything that she's done and that she's doing. So she's amazing. Snow, you are amazing. You're so amazing, kitten. I adore you. Rawr. So, with that being said, what the fuck are we doing here? What are these questions? I'm totally not nervous. And I'm totally not naked in bed at all. I have a blanket on. So, all right. Snow's going to ask me questions and I'm going to answer them. Right? That's what we're doing here. What inspired me to start selling myself? There's no selling art. Selling. Oh, so I'm gonna guess that because the only thing I've really started selling on here was my panties. So I'm gonna go with that. And hold on. Okay. So what inspired me to start selling my panties was that my pussy smells amazing. And I'm gonna giggle a lot during this one. Okay, Snow, are you laughing at me? I can see you twitching right now. Okay. So, my pussy smells amazing. It really does. I love it myself so much. And yeah, so I would like leave my underwear for my boyfriend at the time. If I had to go somewhere and he needed like come check on my cat for any reason, I would always just leave him a baggie with my dirty underwear in it so he could have that when he came to visit my cat. That was my present to him. So it was kind of him that was the one that inspired me. He inspired me to do a lot of shit during that time. So because he loved my panties so much, it was like, you know, you should sell these. And it's like, oh shit, I suppose, yeah. I bet there are a lot of fucking perverts out there that would love to sniff these. So I wanted to share my panties with the perverts out there who are like me, who would like me. Okay, next question. Thank you for keeping me on track, Snow, because you are amazing, kitten. Wow. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Chris Evans. Chris Pratt. Oh God, or Chris Hemsworth. It's the three Chrises. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Well, I have a story about Chris Hemsworth because I've met him in person. He's so fucking hot. Right? Oh, this is... But Chris Pratt, I don't want to kill him. I don't necessarily want to fuck him either. I want to fuck Chris Evans. I'm already married to Chris Hemsworth. It's a joke. And I guess I would have to kill Chris Pratt. I love him dearly. This hurts. I'm feeling wounded that I have to make this choice. Hurry up, Snow. Give me another question before I cry. Aw, my favorite thing about Snow. How many ways can I praise this woman? Favorite thing about Snow is she is just as perverted as I am. And that's a lot of fun. And she's amazing. And she's so positive. And she's... Oh, next question. Oh, no exaggerating. To make us horny, what do I taste like? Okay, so let's see here. My pussy is a little bit tangy, right? Like, I don't know. I was playing with my dildo last night before I went to bed, and I cleaned it off with, you know, like when I was done with it, I licked it off. And mostly because I didn't want to reach over in the middle of the night and have a sticky dildo right there. And so, let's see here. It's a bit tangy, I'd say. A little sweet, but mostly a little tangy. So, I like it for sure. And I definitely prefer it on my lover's lips when I kiss him or her. So... yeah. What's your not my proudest moment, or proudest fap moment? Not my proudest fap moment. Like while recording, I don't know. Is that a? I don't have a. Not. I love it all. So I don't, not my proudest moment there. Oh, well, there we go. Thank you. Moving right along. So no, I don't have one. I think they're all fun and amazing and giggle worthy at times. How did I discover GWA and what made you decide to start posting yourself? I discovered GWA while trying to sell my panties on Reddit. And okay, sorry, admin moment here. Thanks, Snow. No, but I think that having you keep me on track is good, so thank you. All right, so on GWA, I don't know, I was scrolling around, like, so what I do on Reddit is if someone were to comment on my panties, on my posts, or, you know, because I can't see who likes the posts. So if someone made a comment, what I do is I click on their name and I explore their profile. I want to see what they're posting, what they're commenting on, and I still do that. So if I meet you, you get stalked a little bit by me. It's just who I am. And so... from there, I followed a thread from this one person who had comments on GWA. Not posts, but comments. And so I was like, what's GWA? Let's check this out. Gone Wild Audio. And I was like, fuck, yes. This is amazing because I'm an audiophile, right? So I love pleasure of all the senses. And so I found... that hearing is so amazing, right? Like just being able to sit back and let something or someone fill your mind. I do that in my practice, my healing practice that I do. So I lead people through meditations and whatnot. And so having someone fucking get me off, or just, I think it was a ramble fap the first time. I was like, this guy's fucking jerking off and talking into the microphone. I like this. This is fun, right? I'm always curious. So Okay, so that's kind of how I discovered it. So random guy who commented on how nice my ass was for my panties. So what made me start recording was that at that time, I was with my lover and the amount of sex we were having was amazing. And I started thinking about, like, what if I record myself getting off? Because I would, like, record sexy audios for him. It was very sweet. He always wanted to have me talk to him on the phone. He could come over and say hi, but he's like, no. I just want to, can you talk to me for a moment? It's like, okay, I'll talk to you. And it wasn't until, like, a good chunk into realizing that he just wanted to hear my voice. And he wanted, you know, so I started leaving him voicemails and stuff. And then it kind of escalated from there. And then I found GWA and I was like, oh, I'm kind of doing this already. So, and I love getting off, if you haven't figured that out about me yet. So, and I'm doing it all the time. So why not share? Because sharing is caring, ultimately. So that's kind of what made me decide to post about audio porn in my panties and all of that. All right. What side do I sleep on? Oh, that's so, because all of my big spoons and little spoons really want to know, huh? So, okay. I sleep on my right side. I will sleep on my back occasionally, but I like to fall asleep on my right side. There you go. I'm also very cuddly, so if you haven't figured that out about me yet either. Hey, Snow. Okay, thank you for that next question. Can you do, sweetheart, can you do a countdown for me? And let me know when we reach the last 5 questions, please. Thank you. All right. Which bad dragon toy is my favorite? Well, I have 3 toys that are from Bad Dragon. But I want to tell you something. I have an idea for an audio series called How to Ride Your Dragon. And I want people to send me a bad dragon dildo and I'll fuck it and then I'll sell it back to them. Used. That's naughty. Maybe not that part. But I do like that idea. So yeah, I want to be able to play with more bad dragons. All right. So my favorite bad dragon toy is, well, it's kind of challenging because I have 2 sleeves, but the first sleeve I got was with my partner and I don't have my partner any longer. So I definitely did love that sleeve when we were together and he was using it. It was really a lot of fun, but I don't use that one anymore. So I have a sleeve that's like Flint, the big blue dragon cock that I have. They made a sleeve and I like the way he ridges and I like his bumps. So I got a sleeve for my partner for that. But it was too small for him, even though we ordered the same size. I don't know what was going on. It was too small for him. And so I put it on my dildo. And I have to say that I love the combination of that dildo and that dragon sleeve. So it's kind of like a hybrid chimera sleeve dildo experience. And I love... I do love riding my big dragon. So, okay. All right. Sorry, I saw a question come up. I'm trying to ignore chat while I do this so I can focus on Snow and the questions and not get distracted. I'm not ignoring anyone on purpose. It's just, you know, I think I'm a little high. Thank you. Next one. Is economics your favorite topic? No, it's not. It's not at all. So, if I do a podcast, am I going to do a podcast on economics? I don't think so. Oh, how do you foster? Okay, I like this. Ha. Okay. Well, I'm not gonna, it doesn't say that I can name this next person, but this next person asked for a question. So, some advice. And it says, how do you foster confidence, particularly when it comes to embracing your sexy side? Okay. So, I, not very long ago, was in a really bad marriage. Really bad. And I was really beaten down by this narcissist to the point of oblivion in my mind. So the reason why I'm so fucking confident right now is because I got myself out of that situation and I took my life back because I didn't want to live like that any longer. So when you kind of go through a trial by fire in your life, you start to get really clear on who you are and how you want to show up in this world. And I never want to be that woman again. She was just terrified of life. And so one of the things that I did was I traveled to a different country for the first time by myself for 2 weeks. And that was what helped me take my power back. And so, yeah. So when you start getting more like clear on how you want to show up in the world, you know, your insecurities begin to fade away. I mean, sure, I still have insecurities because I'm human, but I'm deciding to not feed that wolf. The wolf I want to feed is going to serve me. The wolf I feed is going to be the one that reminds me of my power. The wolf I feed is going to be the one that reminds me that I am magic and that I can create anything I want in my life. So I can feed that wolf, or I can feed the wolf that's trying to tear me down. So, and that comes to sex as well, because I love fucking. I love fucking. I am such a pleasure kitten. And why not? I mean, I know it's like carpe diem, you know, like I want to have really empowering sexual experiences. I don't want to give a fuck about what my thighs look like in the moment. I don't want to give a fuck about whether or not my belly is perfect or if my ass is too big. So I love, you know, to just embody pleasure. And when you kind of open up to that and you surrender to that, confidence just is like a side effect, I think. So if you want to embody that, which anybody can, it's not, you just need to, my path through to confidence was through surrender. And it's a beautiful place to be in. So, all right. Oh, that's so cute. Has your snake ever rubbed against your nipples and or pussy while climbing on you? And if so, how did it feel? That has never happened. So, not my snake, at least. I did do some serpent dancing at an event, And I was naked dancing with my snake. It wasn't my snake. It was a woman's snake. She brought snakes for us to dance naked with. So not only did I know the snake, but the snake wanted to dance with me. And so I wore it around my neck mostly. And it just kind of lived at my heart. It didn't explore my body very much. So sadly, it's not as erotic, but it was incredibly powerful to have this being with the DNA of ancient wisdom crawling on my body. So, but no, like, sorry guys, no pussy snakes, no, none of that. Not sorry. If you were horny and a stranger started rubbing against you, would I give in? Well, let's see here. Let me envision this. So it's Tuesday and I'm at the grocery store. No, just kidding. It's time to be in the grocery store. And a stranger comes up to me, if we're at a party, if we're at a thing. Actually, I'm not shy about this at all. I've been assaulted, and I have a lot of people come up and rub against me. I have a lot of people try and fuck me a lot. And it gets a little tiring after a while when it happens all the fucking time. Because at some point I would like someone to ask me if I wanted it rather than just take it from me. So if I was horny and a stranger came up rubbing against me, I'd probably deck him in the fucking face, to be honest with you, is what I would do. Would I give in? That answer is no. Has anyone ever walked in on you masturbating, and what was their reaction? Yes, I was a pervert as a child, a young girl, right? I mean, I've been having sex with myself for as long as I can remember. And, my mom walked in one time and was like, "What are you doing kind of like under your bed, but not under your bed?" I was like, "Nothing, mom." Just like, "You're doing something." It's like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, I got busted." So my mom just asked me to put my panties back on and come out and have lunch. So she didn't like shame me or anything. She just was like, "Oh, it's time for lunch. You need to stop what you're doing." So I didn't have a real shaming experience. As I've heard some stories that people have had, like, you know, "Oh God, my mom just saw me," you know. And so not like that. I was just like, "I'm doing this. This is what's up." So, all right. Would you go 1 month without coming if you were given $10,000? I mean, yeah, sure, I can do that. But that, well, I'm going to say it's a 30-day, 1 month, 30 days. On that 31st day, there's going to be a fucking flood of Amrita. I'm going to, I don't think it would be wise, but I could do it, but that flood of Amrita that would come out on that 31st day would be glorious. So yeah, for $10,000, I think I could manage that. These are great questions, by the way. I'm totally feeling giggly all of a sudden and kind of shy. Ha! Okay. What is something that you'd like to do in life? Something I would like to do in life. Okay, I want to do lots of things in life. Like, I want to... I want to be greedy, right? For a moment here. And say that this is just something. I want to do lots of things, but if I wanted to tell you about one thing that I want to do that I have not done before, it's a surprise. You may not believe me. Is that I want to have sex with two men at the same time. That is something that I'd like to do in life. As the juicy, yummy priestess of sex, I would love to have that experience. I'm not going to elaborate because now I have another question. What would my ideal husband wife be like? Oh, that's a loaded question. Well, number one, they would have to be totally on board with who I am and how I show up in this world, because this sex work and this intimacy work that I'm doing is not going to stop. So that person would have to love me fully and completely for who I am without ever trying to change me. Now, if we want to go into like ideal characteristics, I actually want a husband and a wife, just for the record. So I want someone who is emotionally mature, has an amazing sense of humor, and our kinks line up. Like, I can't get into another dead bedroom marriage. I just can't do that again, ever. So there's got to be someone who wants to fuck as much as I do. They want to make out. 10 years from now, I'm going to be making out and having fucking amazing sex with this person. I can't just, you know, not. Dead bedrooms are not for me. And so I would like them to like to cook and cook with me. I love cooking together. I love shared meals. I love like that experience of, oh my God, you've got to put this in your mouth. This is so tasty. Here, take my bite. You know, like shared experiences that are really centered around sensuality. Someone who wants to participate and experience that with me, right? And that includes like, oh my God, let's sit down and play this video game together, or, you know, just hang out and have, you know, a companion. I like that idea. But someone who is different enough that will challenge me. Okay. So, and yeah, and I want both a husband and a wife. Like, I would love to have both of those experiences. I mean, and if it's a female who wants to be a husband and a man who wants to be a wife, I'm good with that too. Okay. So, what is my most taboo kink? All right. My most taboo is going to be consensual, non-consensual, right? So non-consensual in that sense, and slightly bestial, but not animal, more of, I mean, I have confessed that the urukai turned me on. So, right. Oh, that got a little loud. Sorry, I could have leaned back for that laugh. But, yeah. So, oh, wait, hold on. I'm going crazy over here. All right. Yeah, so I want to be devoured by someone. Like, that's like a taboo kink. I don't actually want to be eaten. Don't be fucking Hannibal Lecter, please. No, I want it to be like almost like this person is so primal, so carnal, that they could devour me. So if I just lay here still enough, then maybe if I smell, because my pussy smells so amazing, they smell me and their primal beast decides to fuck me instead of eating me. I'd have to say that that's my most taboo kink. I'd have to, yeah. So, oh, this is adorable. Okay. It says, none of us have ever seen snow. Oh, I feel so honored because I have. Oh, do you think she could actually be a cat? Oh, no, I have seen her. She is a cat. She totally is a cat. If you guys did not know this, she is the cutest cat ever. She's my kitten. Of course she's a cat. Yes. I don't know how she types so much with those paws of hers, but I do like it when she scratches me. So yes, she could actually be a cat. Is there anything about recording an audio that you find frustrating that the audience doesn't know about? Let's see here. What's frustrating to me about it is that, let's see here. So my process about recording an audio is, you know, I'm in my bed. I'm got all my toys out. What's frustrating? Okay. All right. One thing that I find frustrating is that I actually do not make audios for as long as I can go. I can't even upload one of my full on pleasure sessions. Like, the internet does not have the capacity. I don't have the capacity to host anything like that because I have made, like, I've recorded a session that was almost 2 hours, and that's just me hanging out. So that's a little frustrating. So I would like to have, like, followers go, oh, what exactly is she doing? Like, I can get off for hours and it's amazing, but I don't have a way to actually share that. So I think that's what I like about, doing the live audios or the live sessions, because that way it's just like, hey, you can just listen in and check it out. So I've kind of find a way. I found a way around it. So yeah, so I'm less frustrated, and I hope you are too. what would I like my life to be like in 10 years? Well, we are a little more than halfway through, and I'm going to lay back down. So give me just a second. Sorry. I called my phone. Oh, God. Ah! My vibrator just rolled underneath me. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay. Now I'm laying down. Let's see here. If I had someone, I would totally have a big spoon right now. Okay. So, all right. What would my life be like in 10 years? In 10 years from now, I want to be, like, an expert on sexuality and intimacy in such a way that I help people overcome any blockages that they have to living a fully sexually empowered life, you know, who've embraced their vulnerability, and intimacy is just a way of living. So, yeah, so in 10 years from now, I just want to continue to be doing the work that I'm doing now, but on a definitely more intimate one-on-one level, you know, meeting with people and helping them have really great sex and just be confident, if you will, you know, in their relationships, you know, women and those aligned as such, and you know what, as men as well, I want, you know, like, to help men find their femininity and realize that that is not a negative aspect. It's actually, we're all a spectrum of the masculine and the feminine, right? And just being able to embrace that. So in 10 years, I want to be able to say that I've had so many people that I've helped start having great fucking sex in their lives. Yeah. So in 10 years, it's like amazing, fulfilling, and successful in that helping other people get off. That gets me off. All right. What kind of witchcraft do I practice? And have you ever used it to influence anyone?
I have not. That's not how it works.
So, what type of witchcraft do I use? Well, I use elemental magic. I am an elemental priestess. So, specifically, and with lightning. So, if there's a lightning storm, which is very rare, and I don't not do magic consistently, but my most powerful magic that I do is during lightning storms, and it's spontaneous magic. There is no pomp and circumstance, no horse and pony show about putting on something. It's just me, my intentions, and the power of lightning that crack it into manifestation. So, yeah, if there's a lightning storm, you're gonna find me at my altar, or wherever I'm at is my altar, and just creating what it was that I want in my life. I do a lot of different, like, I work with water a lot because I live on the beach, and you know what, I'm gonna get a drink of water. This is forever. Okay, I do water magic because I live on the beach. I mean, like, elemental magic, right? I do a lot of fire. I burn shit. I love burning, things in the cauldron. So, you know, creating through destruction. Let's see here. Air magic. And it also kind of coincides with, like, the water magic that I do, and I allow the wind to carry things away from me. And ultimately, it just clears me, cleanses me. I do magic in the shower. I do magic in the bathtub. You know, I do magic when I make the food that I eat and that I share with others. You know, I like to think that pretty much my life is a living practice of witchcraft. You know, like, embodying pleasure to me is magic and witchcraft. And have I ever used it to influence anyone? I can't do that, right? Because if I were to do that, that would be for personal gain. And while a lot of magic is I want to manifest this in my life, and I want to create this in my life, right? That's different from then I'm telling this person that they need to do this, or I'm trying to manipulate them, right? I can manipulate energy, but manipulating another person is not acceptable in my opinion. And so I don't do witchcraft on others. If someone wants me to bestow a blessing upon them, then that's different. Then that's a gift, right? I get that a lot. Just last night, I was with my dear friend, sister, however we show up in this world together, and she has this crazy gemstone collection, and so she was giving some pieces to some friends of hers, and she asked me to bless each of the stones that she was giving. So that kind of stuff, you know, I will do, but if it's like, I want you to do this for me, that's just gonna end up in a fucking biting you in the ass, and no bueno. All right. So, how would you feel about a free use world where sexuality and lust was more normalized and everyone was free to display or perform any sexual act they desired? Also, if it was normalized that, say, groping someone or being visibly aroused was accepted by all. Okay. All right, so once again, you know, we have to remember that I have been assaulted, and so the idea of someone just feeling so welcome to come up and grope me does not work with me at all. I don't care how normalized it is. Just however normalized. Because I'm trying to normalize arousal and attraction and sexuality. That's what I'm doing, right, with my work as a coach. So I'm trying to get that. But the idea that it's so open that someone, anyone, can walk up and touch me, I'm not okay with. That just doesn't work for me. I think that there's always going to be people who don't want that, right? There's a spectrum of people in this world where if you know me, like, for example, in class, in my training for the intimacy, one of the men in the class that I spend time with outside, because I know him and I can trust him, you know, I asked him to come up and cuddle with me on breaks, and by the end of the weekend or the week, you know, I was actually placing his hands on my breast saying, no, I want you to hold me here, I want you to grab my breast right now. So that in a sense is like normalizing it. And it's okay. And I mean, he did that in front of everybody. I was like, we're having lunch. I want you to sit here. Hold my breasts, please, while we sit here and eat lunch. So, yeah, I love that. I think that's amazing. You know, I want more of that. But I want to make sure that it's someone who I do want to connect with, you know. Because I don't necessarily want just anyone walking up and groping me. So I just want to go that about. Of course I would love a free world where sex and sexuality and lust is normal, right? Like, one of the practices that we've gotten doing is getting in connection with our genitalia for this workshop that I'm in. So for example, being able to have a session, you know, and tell the person in front of you, wow, this conversation that we're talking about really lights up my pussy right now. I'm like feeling really like, wow, right in my pussy. That's amazing to be able to share that, you know, just as it would be really awesome when you're in a conversation with a guy and like, oh, I'm really feeling like, wow, what you just said makes my cock really hard. And that's normal. We have that. Everyone has arousal. And it's how we express it that I think is very important, right? So, yeah, more normalizing that. Like, I just did, if I may use this as an example, I've created the online cuddle puddle, right? Which I don't know if there's ever one out there, but that seemed like the thing I wanted to do with my server is to have this cuddle puddle. And when it was one male and two female present, the genders are important to me in this situation, the male offered to place a pillow over his cock to avoid the, you know, like, that just actually draws attention even more so to the fact that, oh God, I'm gonna get a hard-on from this, right? That to me was shaming. Like, I'm ashamed I'm gonna have this hard-on here. And I don't want that. You know, if you're in a cuddle puddle with people, it's found and determined that at some point there's gonna be a hard cock because bodies are rubbing up against each other. Cuddle puddles are sensual. Having, you know, a hard cock is a sensual experience. That doesn't mean that you are
coming onto them or that you are coming at them. It's a natural bodily reaction, and it's hot. Why hide it? You know, you don't have to be lascivious about it, right, in these moments, but you can just accept your body for what it is, right? Like, if we're in a cuddle puddle and someone brushes a hand across my breasts, yeah, my nipples are probably going to get hard, right? Just with that touch. So normalizing it. Our bodies, we're sensual creatures, right? We have these embodied sensual things that happen to us. So no, I don't want, that should be normal. That should be normal. Okay, so now I'm going to unpack. Like, everyone's free to display or perform any sexual act they desired, right? Have you been to Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco? Or have you been to Pride? yeah, I mean, that's amazing. But I kind of also like having larger events. Like, I don't know, I don't necessarily want to be, like, walking down the street to get, you know, to the market, and there's, you know, like, a blowjob happening right there. I mean, I guess if that's what they want to do, but I mean, I don't know. Like, that to me feels a bit, okay. You know, if you have to do that, that's fine. So, but at the same time, I feel like, I mean, I'd much rather have a blowjob be on the street than someone shooting someone, right? So there's that. That's why I like the big events, because then it's like Folsom Street Fair, you know, everyone's dressed up. It's an event, right? They get to come out and be their kinky selves, and voyeurs and exhibitionists and introverts can kind of come in and just take it all in. Yeah. So, I don't really know that was a big ramble. No fap on that one. So, I'm going to move on. You say all cocks are glorious. Does that mean you'd welcome a partner with a small or thin penis? And do you like seeing pictures of dicks from anyone? Okay, so all cocks are glorious. Oh my gosh. What you have been given is for you to celebrate, right? Like, growing up, I had very small breasts. I didn't actually, my breasts were an A cup. I was very small, right? So for me, going up to the size that I am now, which they say it's a double D, but I don't know. I thought it was more of a D, but they said double D, which felt weird to me. But anyways, so for me, going from an A to a D, I feel like I have huge breasts now, even though, and then I'll go out into the world and I'll see, like, really huge breasts. I'm like, wow, you know, like, I am so not as big as I thought. But then that's when we're comparing ourselves to other, right, in this comparison act. So for me, my breasts are large in my brain, right? But I don't have a cock, so I mean, I have an energetic cock. It's amazing. But for me to know what it's like to have a large cock, a small cock, I mean, like, that's just a part of your body and who you are, and I don't think that there should be any shame to that. I mean, like, we have all these, you know, social stigmas that, you know, you have to be big, you have to be hard all the time, you have to, like, you know, that's what it is to be a man, is to have a big cock. Which, to me, that's bullshit. You know, I've known some fucking pretty shitty guys who have big cocks. That's not, that, you know, I would much rather have someone who's nice and be confident with their body, right? That is sexy. Confidence with who you are, that is sexy, right? You come at me with your confidence, right? I'm going to feel that. And what you bring to the table is going to be much more pleasurable experience
than someone who is like, I have a small dick. No, you don't. You have this amazing body. Celebrate it, right? That's what's important to me. And yeah, so all cocks are glorious. And I love looking at cocks. I do. I think cocks are beautiful. And we don't get to see them enough in this world, right? We've idolized the feminine form so much that we've negated just how amazing and different cocks are. So whenever I can, I go on Reddit and I will go look at like nudes of men because I want to see cocks. I do. That's why I started the cock worshiping channel right here on the server, which was funny because Snow was like, do you really know what you're getting yourself into? And I said, yeah, I do. I want all the cock worshiping pictures to come in. I want everyone to know that I want to look at their cock and I want to tell them how amazing it is. So, yeah, all cocks are glorious. All of them. All of them. Don't be shy. All right. Okay. So I'm going to pause my music for a second because what is in the teaches of peaches? All sex on the beaches. What else is in the teaches of peaches? I love the song. Okay. All right. So I hope whoever wanted this is here because I have a request to whisper cunt into the phone. So cunt. How was that? Was that good? Do you want me to do it again? Cunt. Okay. Have I said I love you to anyone recently? And if so, who and what is your relationship with them? All right. Well, here's the thing about me is that I love everyone. Everyone. I love everyone in my life. I have a lot of love to share. I think we all do. And so for me, like, last night I was with my friend, my sister, this woman who was at the birth of my second child. I told her I loved her and that we would never be without each other because we need each other in our lives, right? So, and sometimes we don't get to tell the people in our lives that enough. So, but if you're a friend of mine and we're hanging out and we're getting coffee or whatever, or day drinking, whatever it is, and then we part ways, I will tell you I love you because it's true. Because I think we need to tell that to more people in our lives to remind them that they are important to us. So, and online, that goes for online too. You know, like, I have actually told someone just recently, someone very important to me, you all may know her, that I love her because I do. She's special to me, and I want her to know that as well. So, and the feeling is very mutual. And to everybody who is listening, and live, and who will be listening eventually, I love you too. Did I meet Snow on Reddit, or did you already know her? I met Snow on Reddit. So she started following my audios and sending me messages and just really really made herself very known and available to me. And so, yeah, that's how I met Snow. Dirty audios because we're both perverts. What made you decide to start a Discord server, and has it turned our, sorry, my brain's not, and has it turned out like I have expected? Well, I didn't have any expectations of the server, to be honest with you. So I like social experiments to see how things unfold. So, but that being said, I love this server and I think it is so much fun. And I had no idea what was going to happen with it. So I remember, like, what I think. So Snow invited me to come on Discord. And so that's how she and I have been communicating mostly, is just through Discord. And this is where we hang out. And then it was like, oh, I can have my own server. Well, that's kind of cool. And so it's a lot with the help of Snow that this even exists right now. And it's amazing. It really is. So that was what it was. And it's evolving and growing and changing. And as more people come in, it's awesome to meet people and to get to know them. And it's an honor, really. I mean, yeah, I am the mistress of the server and I own that. But also, it wouldn't be without you. I mean, you who participate with me are the reason why this server even exists. So it's really also all thanks to you. And I just love being able to share my pervy self. So yeah, it's going, I think, rather well. Feedback is always welcome, by the way. All right. Besides sexual desires, what is something you believe should be normalized in the world? Thank you for the countdown. All right. Mental health issues. So as someone who has survived a narcissistic abusive marriage, someone who, you know, really was at the bottom of their own sanity for a very long time, I think mental health needs to be destigmatized and de-shamified, because it's fucking rough out there. And we're all doing the best we can to get through each day, you know. And the more that we have places that will remind us that there's more to life, you know, if we can tap into those, that would be amazing, you know, because mental health right now, it's critically important to acknowledge when something comes up for you, because we go through, you know, we push past some of our own boundaries because we're just not capable in the moment to manage our shit. You know, like, there's so much that I've done that I kind of have to acknowledge that, wow, fuck, like, getting this concussion has really affected me, and I have to slow down and I have to remember not to beat myself up, because part of the thing for post traumatic stress disorder is anger, and I get really angry at times, and this is a big share. So I get really fucking angry at the world sometimes, at just life, for no apparent reason. And I don't necessarily always have control over that, which is probably why I spend a lot of time fucking myself so I'm not so angry. But once I realized that it had to do with my disorder from being abused, and it helped me kind of go, oh, okay, it's not out of my control, but it's not within my control. And how do I get the resources to help me navigate it? Right. So mental health really we need some help there. So that's my very vulnerable share on that one.
Okay. Oh, all right. Will I spank myself just because I asked this question while you're live? Oh, will I spank myself? I'm not really in the mood for that. No. So I'm not going to. So the answer to that is no, not. I'm a recording artist, and while I may joke about economics and pineapple pizza during a live session or whatever, you know, it's fun and all that, but I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. And right now, I don't want to spank myself. I want a drink of water is what I want. However, that being said, I do want to share a spanking audio that I have. So, it's really fun. So if you really want to hear me get spanked, like really spanked and what it sounds like, I have an audio for that. All right. Have I used Tinder? Oh, fuck Tinder. Okay. So that's my experience. Thank you, sweetheart. Fuck Tinder. I have used Tinder, and the fuck boys are, I just don't have time for that in my life right now. Well, I didn't then. I mean, I tried. I really tried. After Natraj and I broke up, I was like, I'm going to go to Tinder and I'm going to find something to play with. You know, I want a toy. But I actually didn't. What I wanted was a connection with somebody. And if I wanted a toy, I mean, the guy that I hooked up with was a lot of fun and I had fun, but I really wanted a connection, a little bit deeper than what he was willing to offer. So, because, I mean, I can fuck anybody, right? But when you have that connection, oh, that sex is even better, personally. So Tinder is kind of useless to me. I don't want to have, like, one-offs or whatever, and you're not going to find your sweetheart on Tinder, ever. No, thank you. But I mean, if you want a one-off, then yeah, sure, that would be awesome. But I don't. I want to get to know, and I want to explore, and I want to find what really turns you on, and I want to show you what really turns me on. So Tinder is kind of useless to me. And so, but that being said, I mean, well, actually, to be honest, the sex was just okay with that guy. And so it was just okay. Not really inspiring me to go back. So I much prefer to meet someone the old-fashioned way, which is like just, you know, running into them or meeting them. Like, I don't know. I don't want to go looking for someone right now. All right. So fuck Tinder. That's just tedious in my mind. Superficial bullshit. I will not be getting any sponsorships from Tinder, obviously, for the rest of my career. Okay. All right. Oh, second to last question here we have. Have you ever thought of doing ASMR? Yeah, I have. I would love to. I'm not entirely sure what I would want to do with it, but I would probably, so, oh my God, it's starting to get hot. I gotta take my blanket off. Ugh, okay. So, all right, sorry, so hot. My squeaky bed. Okay. So, I like to do, you know, some research on stuff and think about, like, okay, so everyone's doing these kind of audios right now, and it's like the big trend and whatever it is, right? So I'm not necessarily a fan of, as you know, doing any video work because I don't know. I would want you to not watch me. I would want you to close your eyes and just listen, just have the experience. I mean, the idea for me for ASMR is to really tap into the oral experience, right? And to flood that pleasure center. So watching something while hearing it, to me, doesn't do it for me. So I wouldn't do something like that. But just ASMR audios where I invite you to just close your eyes and to really fully embody that oral pleasure from whatever sound it is. So that's another thing, is I want to learn more about what sounds are made. And something that it would be like, if you were with me and I was holding you, this is the sound that I would want you to hear. You know, is it stroking your hair, or, you know, just maybe for me it might be something a little kinky, you know, a sound of like some nails on skin or something. I don't know, whatever, what it would be like to be present with me in the auditory experience. So that's the long answer to yes, I have thought of it. And the last one. Has any of your followers ever offered to pledge a lot of money? If so, what did they want in return? If they wanted sex, did they ask for any kink specifically? And that is my final question. So thank you so much for listening along. All right. So I just recently had a follower take my top tier on, not only take my top tier, but insist that I create a top tier specifically for this follower. Pardon me. And so, on Patreon. So now my top tier is taken. So thank you very kindly for that. No, it's not. If they wanted sex, did they, I don't know what that means, if they wanted sex. I don't do sex in person. So, as for any kind of kink, like, maybe I'm just tired. I don't know. So this question is just blurring in my brain. Okay. So, yes, there was a specific kind of kink that, it's more of a nurturing kink. So it's more of a pillow talk experience, for this Patreon tier. And yeah, more nurturing and loving, and I'm sure there'll be naughtiness involved, because that's just how I am. But they don't, I mean, the thing is that I don't take requests per se when it comes to, I mean, if someone wants to request an audio from me, that's one thing, but on Patreon, for me, it's what I offer. It's my art that you are getting access to. So, if that makes sense. So, they don't get to pick and choose. It's what I offer. So, yeah. Anyways. And that's it. So, that was a lot. And now I'm getting shy again. So, thank you so very much for doing this for me. Oh my goodness. Apparently now the thing is that I want us all to like sit around a table, and then I want to hear more about you. Like, let's have lunch together now. Thank you so much for playing along and sending questions, and this is where I guess it ends. I have to go. I do need breakfast. So there is that. Thank you, my darling kitten, for suggesting this and putting this up. This has been fun, and I really do enjoy spending my time with each of you, and I'm looking forward to spending more time together. And whether it's pervy adventure times or, you know, just us hanging out in the cuddle puddle room or whatever, but I've really enjoyed getting to know everyone on here. And yeah, so thank you for being here. I couldn't do this without you. And with that, I'm out. Bye.